And now it's time to say a very good morning to Anetsi, who's back from a relaxing holiday and ready to tell us all about vitamin C. Anetsi, very good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And thanks for joining us this morning and welcome back. I trust you enjoyed your stay at the in the Kruger Park. Wow, great place to be.
Thank you very much. Yes,
and I hope you enjoyed it. But now that you're back along the coast, probably a little bit cooler than the low felt, vitamin C, we need it for winter. It's alleged to keep the colds and sniffles away. Is that actually true?
Yes, so vitamin C has received a great deal of attention for very good reason. So obviously vitamin C, we all know that that's sort of one of the safest, most effective nutrients. And obviously everybody knows vitamin C as preventing colds and flus. But apart from that, it actually has a lot of other benefits. So we say if it is the safest and the most effective because we can consume quite a high amount of vitamin C without it actually being harmful. So if we look at the RDA, which is your recommended daily allowance, or the, it's generally give or take 60 milligrams. But if we look at the tolerable upper level of vitamin C, it goes right up to 2,000 milligrams a day. And there's quite a good track record that if you consume 500 milligrams daily, it is rather safe. And maybe listeners will remember that vitamin C is a water-soluble vitamin. So what this means is it does not get stored in your body. And therefore, we obviously have to make sure that we continuously take some vitamin C sources in or supplement it. And then if you are the regular supplementer, you don't really have to stress that it can be harmful because what we our body does not need, it will excrete it because it's water soluble.
So your body will keep what it needs and what it doesn't need, it just gets rid of.
Yes. So apart from colds and flus, the other thing that it's responsible for is general growth and development and a continuous repair of all the body tissues. And it's actually involved in many body functions. For instance, collagen formation, absorption of iron, helping with the immune system, wound healing, maintenance of our cartilage and our bones and teeth. So you can actually see everywhere in our body system, we need some sort of vitamin C. So we can actually understand why it would be so effective in preventing something like a cold and flu or actually just preventing the complications of your average cold and flu. If you think of a pneumonia or something like that, because it's really, even on your cellular level, vitamin C is very important. So it just shows us that it works everywhere. And then a very important function of vitamin C, it's a very strong antioxidant together with zinc and selenium. Vitamin C is a very strong antioxidant, but especially responsible for preventing free radicals. So free radicals develops from something that we call reactive oxygen species. And this is really where the process gets triggered from exposure to pollution, stress, cigarette smoke. And then free radicals builds up. And this contributes really to damaging of cell walls and maybe heart disease, arthritis, cancer. So really on cellular level, it protects our body because it's sort of, I call it the vacuum cleaner for those free radicals that actually can harm body cells. It helps us to sweep all of those things up and protect our body cells.
Okay. So in other words, if you don't have almost a case of if you don't have any other vitamin, take vitamin C. Because it'll probably get it'll help you somewhere, you know, a little bit everywhere almost.
A little bit everywhere, yes. And then also like before we said, no vitamin can override any serious health condition. But together with our lifestyle, for instance, taking the supplement, getting enough exercise, enough sleep and not smoking, it then obviously will help. And if we look at vitamin C, and when it comes to stress, a deficiency in vitamin C is actually related to many stress-related diseases.
Mm.
And it's also the very first nutrient that will be depleted, for instance, if people drink too much, if you smoke too much, if you are obese. This is one of the very first vitamins that you will be depleted of.
Mm.
And when it comes to the cold and flu, obviously we know that because it helps with your immunity, obviously it prevents your susceptibility from maybe catching the original cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have a cold and you sort of increase your vitamin C amounts, it can actually prevent the normal cold and flu from becoming a pneumonia or developing to a lung infection. So really beneficial in preventing cold and flus these days. So I would say going into winter, not a bad idea to buy yourself maybe a vitamin C supplement. We'll look at the food sources a little bit later, but maybe a vitamin C supplement with some zinc and some selenium added into it. I must be honest, the average vitamin C supplement that you buy these days, they add zinc, they add selenium, and they add vitamin D, because zinc and selenium is equally strong antioxidants in conjunction with vitamin C. So really three good little vitamins and minerals that we can use to keep our immunity, because everybody's got a stressful lifestyle, work hard, maybe don't have time to eat the way they're supposed to eat. So vitamin C is a very, very safe supplement to take to help you just to back your immunity backbone, if I can put it like that.
Mm-hmm. So
then also, according to the American Journal of Nutrition, people with that takes high amounts of vitamin C is also associated with a lower risk of developing a stroke or having a stroke. So the reason why, we don't really know, but it just shows you that this little vitamin C that we always talk about can work on various levels, not only just for the cold and flu.
So it's quite a versatile vitamin, and you mentioned that you can have up to 2,000 milligrams. Now, if you can translate that into how much do we need? Let's say for instance, how many oranges would one need to eat to get your daily recommended amount? Not necessarily the maximum allowable, but you know what you need for to keep your body ticking.
So actually, one orange contains 60 milligrams of vitamin C. So if we look at the recommended allowance for vitamin C, the recommended daily allowance, 60 milligrams equals one orange. So if you have an orange a day, you will get to the RDA for vitamin C. But obviously, if you're aiming for the upper limit, it's a bit much.
That's a bag of oranges.
Yes, it's a bag of oranges. So if you maybe want to use it preventative, eating some fruit and vegetables and oranges plus supplementing a small amount of vitamin C is really the easier way to get to the upper limit than to try and consume it with only oranges alone.
Yes. But you wouldn't necessarily want to or need to push for as much vitamin C as your body can possibly handle. I think that's obviously just the recommended amount that you shouldn't exceed.
Yes, and generally, if people suffer from chronic illnesses, then you would aim for, we would mostly say, a therapeutic dose of vitamin C. So in other words, we will increase the amount of vitamin C to therapeutic dose, monitoring it to treat a specific condition maybe a high dose. There's some instances where you could actually aim for 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C, but that's therapeutic dose that you'll use for a short period of time to treat a specific condition. And that's generally IV supplementation of something like ascorbic acid, which we then want to use for a very specific therapeutic reason, treating a chronic illness or disease.
And that would be obviously under strict medical conditions.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Then the interesting one, like vitamin C, because it affects all the cells inside and out of the body, and because of its antioxidant properties, it can actually be beneficial when it comes to aging. So a study published by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition basically examined the links of the nutrients between the intake and skin aging in women between 40 and 74. And they actually found that the people that consumed higher amounts of vitamin C, they were associated with a lower likelihood of the appearance of wrinkles, the dryness of the skin, and just overall appearance of skin. And we even see it in skincare that they will supplement the skincare with vitamin C. So, and then also when it comes to even your eyes, it helps with the prevention of cataracts, and it also slows down the aging and degeneration of the eye. So protective when it comes to aging as well. So not only for the prevention of flu, but the overall sort of preventing aging and harm, general harm in the body, really, really a good antioxidant to use on a daily basis.
Okay. And then diet-wise, how do you get vitamin C in? What should you eat on a daily basis to get your vitamin C?
So with vitamin C, obviously fresh fruits and vegetables is what we aim for. And we all know that citrus fruit is where we get vitamin C generally. But then also, interestingly enough, something like a guava. And I always think, if you think about guava and citrus and then winter squash, it's weird that these are the sort of fruits that you get during wintertime. Like nature sort of gives us what we need in the specific times of the year. So citrus and guava and winter squash. And then the pepper family, if you think about green peppers, yellow peppers, red peppers, high in vitamin C. So if we look at one yellow pepper, 342 milligrams of vitamin C from one yellow pepper. If you think one orange is 60, a yellow pepper is 342. And I think people don't generally think of a yellow pepper as a vitamin
as
C source.
As a source, yes.
Yes.
So,
and then also, sorry, yes.
No, carry on.
And even if you think about a guava, so we always think orange, but the orange is 60 and a guava is 125. Mm-hmm. So various other sources. Also, some I don't really know what a rosehip looks like, if you would ever eat it. Mm-hmm. But 100 gram of rosehips contains actually 426 milligrams of vitamin C. And then cherries, 50 grams of cherries is 825 milligrams of vitamin C. So many other fruits that we have available high in vitamin C, and then obviously also the vegetables. And the other one is tomatoes. So tomatoes, very rich in vitamin C, and an easy source for us to eat on a daily basis. Winter, summer, we have tomatoes. We've got strawberries all year round these days. And then something like sweet potatoes, your green leafy vegetables, papayas, mango, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage family, and pineapple. So many of these things we actually have readily available and very high good sources of vitamin C.
Right. So the foods are there, and they relatively or readily available food. So it's not, you know, some of the vitamin sources you need to go hunting around a little bit, but for vitamin C, it's pretty much, shall we say, off the shelf.
It is easy, because if you think about a cabbage, if you think about sweet potatoes, if you think about spinach, and then obviously oranges, it's stuff that is generally cost effective to eat, and the average shop will have those four things to buy if you think about it. You don't have to go to a high-end store to get these things. A market will definitely have those fruits and vegetables available for us. So, yeah, very easy for us to get hold of vitamin C. So I think the focus again, like I always say, we have to try and go back to basics and actually get to eat real food.
Yes.
Get fruit, get fresh fruit, get fresh vegetables and make that part of your daily diet instead of trying to buy something elaborate or whatever else that you think might be more beneficial. But just going back to basics and actually eating fresh fruit and vegetables that's not been processed, that's not been boxed in or whatever else, that's really where we will get. And also for vitamin C, we don't really want to overboil or overcook or overbake any of those foods, because the process also, you lose some of the good factors of vitamin C then. Unfortunately gets lost.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So, yeah, the fresher the better it comes to vitamin C, yes.
So, yeah, and just getting back to that it is readily available. You just got to know which fruits to take off the shelf and, you know, yes. That is the best way. And, of course, you don't need to really do supplements, although you get some of these multivitamin tablets, which gives you a bit of everything. But, you know, if costs and budget is an issue, then go down the fresh produce lane instead of to the pharmacy.
I would definitely suggest that.
And of course, just a quick question. When you're cooking, be very, very careful that you don't inadvertently cook away all the vitamins, and especially vitamin C.
Yeah, so I think when it comes to vegetables, like a fast boiling water, and we don't want to soak vegetables in water for a long period of time because those vegetables are rich in water-soluble vitamins. If you have them soaking in water, I always think like my gran used to peel the potatoes and the carrots like early in the morning, then they'll stand there in the bucket of water the whole day. I thought she cooks them tonight at 6 o'clock. But all the water that she throws out then has got the potassium and everything else there going down the drain. So it's the same because it's a water-soluble vitamin. So the longer you soak them, the longer you cook them, the more of that you will lose in water. So fast boil or a steam or whatever else, that's really what we want, because then we retain the vitamins inside the vegetables so that we actually don't lose them in the water that we throw down the drain.
Right. So you, in fact, I would say if you can eat it raw, then that would be the best.
Yes, or like a fast steam, because then everything stays inside if you want them warm. Would be a good idea.
Right. Wow. So a multi-talented vitamin C. And Netsi, thanks for chatting to us. And if somebody wants to find out more about nutritional needs and get nutritional advice and chat to you about your services, how do they go about getting in touch?
I'm more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great, Unetsi. Thank you very, very much. Looking forward to chatting again next week. Stay healthy. Stay vitamin seed.
Yes, you too, man. Thank you very much.
Cheerio then. Thanks a lot. Unetsi with today's nutrition chat. And, of course, this chat will be on our podcast later on today.